You're listening to SBS News.
There have been different reactions since the United States House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, visited Taiwan despite warnings from China. Ms. Pelosi, who has become the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit Taiwan in 25 years, left the country on Wednesday with a message of unwavering support. In response to the visit, Chinese military aircraft crossed the median line of the Taiwanese Strait in an escalation of military activities a few hours after Ms. Pelosi left the country. But Taiwan's military says it scrambled jets to warn off the Chinese planes. During a White House press briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre cautioned China not to make the situation into a crisis.
There is no reason for Beijing to turn this visit, which is consistent with longstanding U.S. policy, into some sort of crisis. There is no reason to do that. We have been very clear. There is no change in our One China policy, which is guided by the Taiwan Relations Act of 1979. That has not changed. And so, the United States will not seek and does not want a crisis here. But we are prepared to manage what Beijing chooses to do.
At a time when tensions between the two nations are already rising due to the conflict in Ukraine, the visit poses a threat to the stability of U.S.-China relations. China claims Taiwan as its territory and considers trips by foreign government officials as recognition of the island's sovereignty. The United States maintains that the House Speaker's visit does not change anything about the long-standing One China policy, which recognizes Beijing but allows informal relations and defense ties with Taipei. But Ms. Jean-Pierre says her country has no control over where its officials decide to travel.
We knew China was going to behave in this way. Again, it doesn't change our policy. Members of Congress have the right to travel wherever they choose. Our part of this is to make sure we give them a thorough and complete briefing when it comes to the geopolitics of the region or the state, or when it comes to national security. That is our part in this.
A former director of Asian Affairs in the White House National Security Council, Victor Cha, claims that China is unlikely to go ahead with military actions in Taiwan.
Yeah, I think it will just be war games and tough talk. And as the speaker noted, Xi Jinping is walking a political tightrope now. He's up for a third term as the leader of China in November. And the last thing he wants is a full-on war crisis instigated by him. That would then potentially make it difficult for him to win that third term. So, you know, I think this is expected. They telegraphed that they would do this, and it's expected, and it will go forward. But I don't think the Chinese will do much more. I mean, there could be a response if the United States chose to respond, but I don't think we'll do that either.
Taiwanese residents have reacted to the House Speaker's visit to the nation, saying it suggests a play of double game that could increase friction between its people and mainland China.
Her visit is just a political show. Don't care too much about the United States. Don't echo their words. No matter what they want to do, we don't need to act in response. We don't have to be like their little brother, right? What's wrong with it? Push us to the front line and we have to pay for our weapons. Does it make sense, right? We're like a watchdog. We're being used in this way.
The situation has also caused alarm among governments across the world, who have described it as provocative and destabilizing, while also stating that it has posed a threat to China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Omar Bello, SBS News.